Great to have you with us here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Hi, Larry Mueller here. Kind of a special edition of our Garden Talk program today because Santa is back. I saw the sleigh and the reindeer, and he has his elf with him as well, one of his elves. He told me it was going to be Sparkle would be coming in to visit with us as well. And he is looking forward to talking with all of you boys and girls. And I'm telling you what, it's going to be a lot of fun. You can join in with your questions. Well, not really so much questions, but really gifts. What gifts do you want for Christmas this year? And if Santa doesn't know about it, I bet you his elf Sparkle will know about it. So join in right now at 1-800-642-1234. That's 1-800-642-1234. And you know what? I'm looking out the window right now, and I can see the top of the roof, and Rudolph has his head is leaning down, and he's looking this way because I think Santa Claus and his elf Sparkle are about to come into the studio. So, here.
Oh, ho, ho.
Here they come.
Merry Christmas.
Well, Merry Christmas to you, Santa.
My gosh, Larry, it's been another year.
It's been another year. It has indeed.
My gosh, how are you?
Well, I'm doing great. You look, you've slimmed down a touch or not.
Well, thank you, Larry. I'm trying to eat some fewer cookies, a little more maybe of the celery sticks. You know, it's working out. And the reindeer put a little treadmill in. We're doing some really great stuff. And Larry, I'm learning more about computers.
You are?
I'm finally catching up. So Sparkle decided we should have a Twitter account.
But Santa didn't know how to set one up, so I had to do it for him.
Had to do it for me. But it's working out great.
Now, this is normally a gardening show, but, today you're here as a Friday, and I just wonder if you're a gardener, Santa. Do you do much gardening?
Well, you know, I tried, but I have, apparently I do not have what they call a green thumb.
Oh.
And so I leave that to Mrs. Claus and the elves. They do much better with that. But of course, we need gardens because we have to feed the reindeer.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
And it's pretty tough up there at the North Pole, I would expect, Sparkle, to grow things.
It is, but we have an endless supply of fertilizer.
From the reindeer. Oh, well, all right. Well, that makes good sense.
Yeah.
You've got your fertilizer source and probably all kinds of fertilizer up there.
Yes, indeed. It's hard to grow the alfalfa with all the snow, but somehow Sparkle, the elves, and Mrs. Claus, somehow they make it all work out, and it's great. And that leaves me to the important job of testing out all the toys.
Oh, well,
very important.
I would love to. I wish you could hire me sometime. Maybe I could intern up there. I could be an intern.
You'd be welcome anytime, Larry.
Well, we have every one of our lines is full right now. And right off the bat, we have a little girl. Her name is Guinevere. Do you know any? Where are any Guinevere's living these days?
Oh, my gosh, Guinevere. Oh, I believe that she's living right here in Madison, if I'm not mistaken, Larry.
Is that right? Guinevere? Gwen, are you there?
Well, hello there. Merry Christmas.
Hi, Gwen.
Hi.
How are you? Were you pretty good this year?
Yeah.
Okay. Sparkle, could you check the list here and see if she's on the good list? I think so.
Okay, hold on. Let me look here. Yep, there we go. We've got a Gwen right here on the good list.
Good list. All right. What would you like for Christmas?
My Little Pony things.
Oh, those are fun.
That's a good one.
Yeah, that's a good one. Anything else?
Pokemon cards.
Oh, Pokemon cards. Okay.
Also a good one.
Very good, yeah.
And you, I think, Santa, you were telling me, or you were whispering to me that Gwen is going to be moving. Did you know that? You knew that, didn't you?
Well, yes. You know, I thought that was going to happen, and it's pretty soon, right? I think, boy, it's at the end of this month, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Well, are you excited?
Yeah.
Okay. And maybe a little bit worried too. Are you moving to a new town?
No.
No. Okay. So there you go. Well, then it'll still be familiar.
Yeah, and I think she's living somewhere that's going to be a lot of fun.
Oh, that sounds great. So maybe by a lake or something?
Yeah, but we are moving by a lake.
Oh, that's going to be so much fun.
Well, Gwen, I wish you a Merry Christmas.
Thank you for calling in, Guinevere, and you have a lovely name, too.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Thank you so much, Gwen.
A woman of few words is Guinevere, yes. All right.
Well, we've got Guinevere done. Now let's go to Westby, Wisconsin. You know anybody in Westby?
I know several good kids in Westby. I was maybe thinking that Harper might call us this morning.
Is this Harper?
Yes.
Well, how about that?
Hi, Harper.
How you doing?
Good.
Good. You having a fun winter?
Yeah.
Good deal. What's your favorite thing to do with when you get some snow on the ground?
I like to, I like to gymnastics.
Gymnastics?
Oh.
Well, that's not what I was expecting.
You do gymnastics in the snow?
I do gymnastics in the house.
Okay.
In the house.
Well, now we know that Harper is very sensible. That's great. Well, what's on your Christmas list this year, Harper?
I want a baby alive.
Okay.
I also want an Elena of Avalor dress up her whole set, including her sister and guitar.
And the guitar.
Yes,
Santa.
Oh.
The whole thing.
And I also want an American Girl doll, Grace.
Grace?
That
Grace.
Comes with her bed and her puppy and her dog bed.
Oh my, okay.
Well, the puppy has to have the dog bed.
Yeah, I would think. Yeah. Oh, that all sounds like fun stuff. Very good. Do we have all that, Sparkle?
We do. We have all that stuff.
Good deal. You guys have been busy making all those toys.
We have. And I'm looking at the inventory here. We have just a few, but we do have them.
All right.
Very good. Very good.
Harper, thank you for calling.
Thanks so much. It's great to hear from you.
And Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, sweetie.
Bye, honey.
Bye. Oh,
bye.
Bye.
All right. So we have Harper, and now we have Ella. Ella's from Taylor, Wisconsin.
Ella, it's so good to talk to you.
Hi.
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 Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Well, thank you very much. And were you, now, this is a tough question, but were you pretty good this year?
Yes.
Really? Oh, that's a very definitive yes.
Wait, let me check my list and make sure.
Sparkle's very much on the details, so she's got a cross-check on her list. But what is on your Christmas list?
I want food for my kitchen.
Oh.
And I want an umbrella.
Oh.
And I want slippers. And I want a new Paw Patrol book.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Wow.
That is a really good variety of presents. That is great.
Would you like a plain umbrella? Or would you like an umbrella with some designs on it?
Designs.
Oh, okay. Designs.
Okay. Do you think we might have something kind of pretty that Ella might like?
I think so.
Terrific.
I like the idea of the slippers, too.
Yeah.
I need a pair of slippers, Santa. You might put that down on your list for me.
Well, you want to get Larry's list, too, while we're here?
I've got it right here. I'm starting a list.
All right. Now, I don't know about his good naughty quotient. We're gonna have to do the math on that one. But okay, Ella. So we've got umbrella, we got slippers, we got the kitchen stuff, and what else was it?
A Paw Patrol book.
Yes.
Oh, that was it.
That was it. All right. I think we got it.
We got it.
Merry Christmas, Ella.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you, sweetie. Thanks for calling.
Bye.
Bye.
Ho, 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 ho.
All right. Let's go to Sophia next. That's a name I like a lot.
Yeah.
And Rothschild, Wisconsin.
Well, Sophia, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Thanks for calling in. What's on your Christmas list this year?
First off, I want to know if I'm naughty.
Oh. Is she naughty or
that's Sparkle's department. She's looking through. You have to give her a second. It's a big document.
Well, it looks like you just made the good list.
Oh.
there were a couple of check marks on the other side.
it sounds like it might have been close. Is there anything you want to tell us, Sophia?
Well, for Christmas, I want a skateboard.
A skateboard.
Oh, that's great.
She didn't want to tell about the other stuff.
No. I noticed she went right past that one. So, a skateboard, anything else?
An electric scooter.
Oh, my gosh.
You like to go places,
you
huh?
You do like to go places. Is that it? No.
And a mermaid tail.
A mermaid tail.
Oh, my gosh.
Can you ride a skateboard wearing a mermaid tail?
That might be dangerous.
No, I'm not riding a skateboard with a mermaid tail. I'm just going swimming with the mermaid tail.
Oh. That sounds like fun. I've never seen those for sale.
I didn't know there was such a thing. Do we have those?
We actually just started making them.
That's terrific. Good deal. All right. So you got the skateboard, the scooter, the mermaid tail. Is that everything?
I think so.
Okay.
All right. Well, Merry Christmas.
Very Merry Christmas to you. And Sparkle, put down that if we do the skateboard and that kind of stuff, we might want to add in some safety things, too. Because, remember when Twinkle the Elf, when he tried to... Oh,
skateboard?
Tragic.
It was, yeah. It was messy.
Always wear your helmet and your elbow pads and your knee pads.
Yes, absolutely. There's nothing worse than an elf with scraped knees.
Mm.
Well, there probably are things that are worse, but it's still pretty bad.
There we go. Merry Christmas, Sophia.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah. Merry Christmas.
Bye.
Thank you. Thank you for calling, Sophia. Merry Christmas.
Well, I don't know. Do you have any very good boys in Janesville?
Oh, there are a lot of good boys in Janesville, Larry, and I think that John is maybe six this year, and I think he's particularly good. I think he's very high up on the good list.
And I think John is with us, as a matter of fact.
Well,
John,
what do you know about that?
What a coincidence!
Merry Christmas, John.
Merry Christmas.
So are we right? Have you been particularly good this year?
Yeah.
That's terrific.
How have you been good?
For 175 years.
For 175 years?
Wow. Holy moly. I think you might be the oldest person ever to call into Larry's show.
I think he's older than you are.
I think so.
I'm a 6-year-old.
You're a 6-year-old.
Oh,
sorry.
See, we misunderstood. Well, what is on your Christmas list this year, John?
Well, last I'm going to tell my last wish, but first I want Ninjago presents, a skateboard, and
I want a Buzz Lightyear and two Woodies.
Oh,
wow.
Two Woodies. Now, what do you do with two Woodies?
I have one Buzz, and I want two Woodies, and I want one Buzz, but I have the last wish, and I want everybody to believe in you.
Oh, well, thank you so much. That is great. And so I'll have a special little gift for you right now. I'm going to do my best here. Forgive me if it's not perfect, but you're ready? To infinity and beyond!
Yay!
Yay!
Thank you. I've been working on it.
John, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, John.
Merry Christmas, and Merry Christmas to all, and all to a good night.
Wow.
John's in the right spirit, isn't he? I like that.
I think skateboards are popular this
year. Skateboards are very popular this year. That is great.
Yeah,
those are fun. A little dangerous, but fun.
And now we have Katie visiting from...
Cade.
Oh, sorry, Cade. You're from Jackson, Wyoming.
Yes.
Wow. And you're here in Madison for Christmas?
Uh-huh.
Well, that's terrific. That's...
I am seeing my cousins.
Oh, seeing your cousins.
Visiting your cousins.
That sounds like fun. That is really terrific. Now, is there more snow in Jackson than there is here even?
Yeah, there's more so in Jackson.
Yeah.
I would think so. Well, that's a very pretty area out there. Well, welcome to Madison. It's nice to have you visit. I am also visiting today with Sparkle. And what's on your Christmas list?
May I please have a Kylo Ren stuffed animal with a button?
Okay.
Can we do that?
I think we can.
You're a Star Wars lover, aren't you?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I love Star Wars.
Yeah.
Oh, terrific.
Have you seen the new one?
No.
Oh.
Moo.
I
haven't even seen the old one.
Oh.
Okay.
But
wow.
But I bet that's
really being a fan.
But I bet he watches maybe the Disney Channel.
Oh, sure.
And there are cartoons of Star Wars on the Disney Channel.
Oh, yeah.
We don't have TV at the North Pole.
Well, we don't, but we can occasionally watch the cartoons on our computers. At least I know I do.
Yes, you do. Yeah. Santa's maybe, very good at that
maybe,
now.
Maybe you thank elves you. Are a little too busy.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Cade, thank you for calling.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Say hello to everybody in Jackson when you get back.
I will. I'll put some celery out.
Thank you, Kate.
That's good.
That will go along with my weight loss program. Mrs. Claus thinks I'm getting maybe the term she likes to use is overly plump. Yes.
Overly Mrs. Claus plump. Is very nice.
She is very nice.
She is very nice. And Kate, thank you again for calling. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
All right.
Bye.
Ho, ho, ho.
And if you have a youngster who wants to call in, I haven't given the number for a while, so I'll do that right now. It's 1-800-642-1234. I'm Larry Mueller. K.P. Whaley, in his last day here at Wisconsin Public Radio, our on-air producer, and we have Santa Claus and Elf Sparkle here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Visiting today with Santa Claus here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio, and with his elf, Sparkle.
Hello.
And we're having a lot of fun, and we have lots. Every one of our lines is full, so we're going to go right back to the phones. And do you know of any Olivers? Are there any Olivers that you know of on your list, Santa?
Oh, we've got some Olivers, and I know that Oliver lives in Milwaukee, and I think he's 5 now, if I remember. It's hard to get all the details back, but I think that's right.
Well, we have an Oliver on the phone right now. Merry Christmas, Oliver.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
How you doing?
Good.
Good. And am I right? You're in Milwaukee?
Uh-huh.
That's terrific. Well, what's on your Christmas?
You're right about all the details, too.
Oh, wow.
Good.
Wow,
that's smart that way.
I have good days. What's on your Christmas list, Oliver?
Well, sometimes I'm not sure, but I do want a Doctor Who Lego set and a Millennium Falcon set, and I also want some, well, basically that's it.
Okay.
Well, a couple of sets then, a Lego set.
You like to make stuff, huh?
Yeah. And Doctor Who, now, so did you watch the Doctor Who series?
Not all of them. I only watched one episode.
Oh, well, tell me. I love always asking people this. Who is your favorite Doctor? Did you have one you liked the best?
Well, I've only watched one episode, and the only Doctor that I remember from it is the older one.
Okay. Oh. Well, then he would be your favorite. That's a great series. So terrific. When I'm done playing with the Doctor Who Lego set, I'll see if we can pack it up for you.
Yep, we can put that back in a box.
Yeah. You don't mind if I try it out, do you?
Well, that's okay.
Okay.
All right.
Thank
you. Think about it for a minute. But
thank you. For a while, I thought he was going to say no. Thank you, Oliver. That's very nice of you.
And Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Ho, 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 ho.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
Bye.
Goodbye.
And Aaron in Glover is up next with something. And can you remember Aaron and Glover?
I do. I do remember Aaron Jr. in Glover. How you doing?
It's Clover.
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 Right,
oh.
Just by Stevens Point.
Oh, yes. Okay, okay.
That Aaron. Okay, now could you know how old Aaron is in Clover?
Six, I believe.
Aaron, are you there?
Yes, he's six.
Okay, well, at least we got that right. What is on your Christmas list this year?
He's thinking.
He's a little shy, so I'm going to have my other grandson tell you what he wants.
Oh, that's okay. That's just fine.
And my other grandson's name is Austin.
Austin.
Okay.
Well, hi there, Austin. Are you on?
Yes.
Hey, good to meet you. How you doing?
Good.
Good. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
All right. Well, Sparkle is ready with pen and paper, so go ahead. You can give us the list for you and Aaron.
Well, what Aaron wants is he wants a PS3.
Okay.
He wants Infinite Warfare and Modern Warfare Remastered.
Hmm.
Okay.
He wants Black Ops 1 and Black Ops 2, is what he's telling me.
Okay. Okay, very good.
What else? And that's it for him.
Okay, what about you?
Terrific. That sounds like fun stuff.
And for me, I would also like Infinite Warfare, Modern Warfare Remastered.
Okay.
Far Cry 4. I mean, Far Cry Primal.
Okay. Not 4, Primal. You got that?
Got it.
Fallout 4.
Okay.
Overwatch.
Wow.
And that's it.
All right.
That's it. Okay. Wow. So did you play 1 through 3?
No.
You're going to start at 4.
Yeah, I mean, because it's the best out of all of them, I thought, so.
Oh, okay.
Well, that makes sense.
That's what I've heard.
Terrific.
Aaron says he has more.
Oh, well, let's go for it.
There's a shooting death machine, not a real one. And then I want a double-crossing shotgun. I think that's what it is.
Okay.
and then there's a sniper.
Wow. Okay. A shotgun and a sniper thing. Okay. People in your neighborhood are going to know you're there, aren't they? That sounds great. Thank you.
And Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you both. Thanks for calling.
Merry Christmas.
All right.
All right. Bye-bye. Oh,
bye.
All right. Well, let's go to Evansville, Wisconsin. We've got Fox. Merry
Christmas. Fox in Evansville.
Yep.
Yeah, well, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Well, thank you very much. What's on your list for this year?
It's going to be the Lego Lighthouse.
Oh, okay.
Legos.
And a Hot Wheels garage.
Okay, well, that's good. You have to have a place to park your Hot Wheels, yeah.
I got lots of Hot Wheels. Like 300 of them.
300?
Whoa.
I remember making all of those.
Wow. Did you make 300?
Uh-huh.
Oh, my goodness.
I guess I did.
Wow. Well, I don't know if we can give you all 300 because I think there's some other kids.
Oh, he's got 300.
Oh, he's got 300. Wow. I thought he was asking for 300 more. Well, that's amazing. How are we going to know which ones you don't have? That's going to be the trick.
Tell them you like them all. I just like them all.
Okay.
You're going to need a pretty big garage.
Yeah. Yeah, he's going to need a warehouse.
Yeah, maybe like 100 feet tall.
Right. I bet, at least. That is great.
So, I don't know that we can make one that big. Our workshop shop isn't that tall.
Yeah, and the sleigh only fits so much stuff. But so with 300 Hot Wheels that he's already got, now, do you think you'll be able to maybe find one or two that he doesn't have?
Oh, I'm sure.
Well, there you go. From the mouth of Sparkle to your ear, there you go. All right, well, thank you so much.
Thank you for calling.
Yeah, Merry Christmas, Fox.
Merry Christmas.
All right, there
Bye.
We go. And that number, again, just as a reminder, is 1-800-642-1234. And we have Kyle from Ashland up next. Kyle, hello. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Hey. How you doing?
I am very good, and hello from Ashland, Wisconsin. Santa, how are you, sir?
I am doing very well. I'm enjoying the snow, and we're just it's coming down to Wisconsin this year. It's just like being at the North Pole.
Yeah. By the way, can you check and see if Kyle Lamarck in Ashland, Wisconsin has been good this year?
Well, Sparkle has the list, and there's a lot of pages to this thing, and I think Kyle's on page 47,372.
Okay, let
yes.
me see if I can get there.
Okay.
One, two.
Better go
fast.
There we go.
Looks like you just made the list, too.
Well, Kyle, you're on the good list.
Well, I can tell you what I want for Christmas this year, Santa.
I'm all ears.
I would like to get some Power Ranger morphers from Zeal to Lost Galaxy.
All right.
And then I want some Power Ranger movies as well.
Okay.
We can do that.
So we could that all sounds doable.
Easy.
Yeah, all right. So I'm going to go out on a limb here, Kyle, and guess that you're a Power Rangers fan.
Oh, yes, I am. I've been a huge fan since my Morphin Zeal was on there, and boy, did I ever watch Power Rangers. I've been watching Power Rangers for many years.
Well, that's terrific.
Well, Merry Christmas
Great.
To
Merry,
you.
Merry Christmas, and thank you.
Bye.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
Yeah, bye-bye. All right, let's go to Charlotte in Whitewater next. Charlotte. How old are you, Charlotte?
Seven.
Well, how about that? How are you doing?
It was my birthday on the 20th.
Wow. On the 20th.
Well, happy belated birthday.
Yes, indeed.
Thanks, Sparkle.
You're welcome.
What would you like for Christmas?
I want a real lightsaber.
Me too.
Wow. Okay. How does that work?
Oh, I have like a fake one. It's blue, but I want a red one this time.
Okay.
The red ones are cool.
They are. Wow. All right. That sounds great. Anything else?
Yeah, a diary that locks.
Diary that locks.
Oh, do you have brothers and sisters? Is that why you need the lock?
I don't have brothers and sisters.
But
I've always wanted one. I saw one at the book fair.
Oh.
I'm pretty sure you saw when I went.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I remember.
Right? Mm-hmm.
Oh, great. Okay.
And I saw one that, that is black, white, and has, the love on it.
Yeah. Uh-huh. That was my favorite.
And that's what I want.
Yeah, that was my favorite, too.
Yeah.
I think you got Mrs. Claus that for Christmas one year, right?
Oh, that's right. Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed. And I don't know what she writes in it because it's locked.
Right.
So, yeah. Great. Okay, very good. And anything else for you, Charlotte?
A Princess Celestia stuffed animal.
Oh, okay.
That's a good one.
That sounds nice, yeah.
A nice stuffed animal. Mm-hmm. Princess?
It is from My Little Pony.
Oh, it's from My Little Pony.
Right.
Of course. Okay.
I should have remembered that.
Yeah. We've got a lot of My Little Pony stuff, right?
We sure do.
Wow. I think there's a whole room in the workshop.
There's a whole herd.
Absolutely.
Wow.
They like to play with the reindeer.
Oh, that's good. Okay, good deal.
They're friends.
We got a whole herd of My Little Ponies. Is that it?
All
okay.
right. Well, Merry Christmas, good. Charlotte.
Charlotte, thank you so much. Thank you so much for calling, sweetie.
Bye.
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 All right. Well, she's another. Well, they're all sweet kids, aren't they?
They really are.
Yeah, let's go to Stella in Burlington next.
Hi.
Hi. Hi, Stella. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Well, I was just on a green one. Literally, I can both. Pull behind me.
Oh,
a little duck on wheels with a string that she can pull behind her.
Oh, my gosh.
I understood that.
Those are so fun. We'll see if we have one of those that I haven't played with a whole lot yet. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Maybe you can give me one.
Okay. We'll get you one.
Great. Thanks. Was that it then, Stella?
No.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Is that all you want?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Well, Merry Christmas.
All right.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, dear. And quack, quack, quack.
There we go.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you, Stella. All right. Let's see. We have Eleanor, who's in Washburn. Eleanor, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, too.
Well, Merry Christmas, Eleanor. Do you have a Christmas list?
I would like a little dragon Legos to go with my other Lego set, please.
Okay. Oh, that's a
How
nice...
polite.
That's very nice of you to say please. Well, we've got that written down and on our list.
We certainly do.
And I also would like some Shopkins to go with my other two ones.
Okay.
Okay.
Got it.
And I would like a little stuffy animal, please.
Oh, well, that sounds great. Now, Sparkle, what do you think we have for stuffed animals that she might like?
Well, we have puppies, we have kitties, we have horses, we have sheep, we have all kinds. Do you have a preference?
Can I have a cheetah if you have one?
We do have a cheetah.
Wow. Okay. Eleanor's going for the serious animals. I like that. Well, okay. We'll see. We will look in the stuffed animal room under C, and we'll find out if there's a cheetah in there. But you think there might be?
I'm almost positive.
Terrific.
Thank you,
thank
Eleanor.
Thank you. Yeah, is there anything else?
No, thanks.
Okay. Well, thank you. You are a very sweet and polite girl, and we appreciate you calling.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, too.
Merry Christmas, Eleanor.
Bye.
Bye, Eleanor. Aaliyah, up next from Milwaukee, I believe. Aaliyah?
Mary? Hello.
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 Hello. Is that how to say your name correctly?
Yes.
Okay, Aaliyah. Well, it's nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.
Well, thank you. What would you like for Christmas this year?
A stuffed animal peacock.
Oh.
Okay.
A peacock. Ooh. Oh, wow. Those are pretty.
They are.
Okay. What else?
That's it.
That's it.
Well, that's pretty nice.
Okay, that sounds great. That sounds great. Now, I hope we don't keep the peacocks in with the cheetahs.
We
because,
do not.
Okay, that I think that would be trouble.
They are separated.
Oh, good.
Yep.
Merry Christmas, Aaliyah.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Oh, that's so nice.
Bye.
Ho, ho, ho. Thank you for calling. Merry Christmas.
I once had a peacock peck at me once.
Really?
A fence. Yeah, at the Vilas Zoo.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I survived, though.
Huh.
That's good.
Wow. You might be the only person ever to file a claim for peacock assault. That is unique.
Oh, well, we're moving from Milwaukee to Oconomowoc, and Jasper.
Hi.
Hi, Jasper. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you.
How you doing?
Good.
Good. Everything good in Oconomowoc?
Yeah.
I haven't been there since last year. Have you taken good care of the place?
Yeah.
Good. What's on your Christmas list this year?
I would like a guitar and a thunder truck.
Oh, that sounds like fun.
That sounds like fun.
Excellent combination.
That is a great combination. Now, do you like to play acoustic or electric guitars?
Electric.
Electric guitar. Okay, you sounded like a rocker to me. I thought so. Okay, good to know. Is that everything?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Well, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Jasper. Thank you so much for calling. And rock on, dude.
Rock on, dude. There we go. Oh, my goodness. Santa Claus and one of his elves, Sparkle, with us. I'm Larry Mueller here on the Ideas Network. Back with Santa Claus and his elf, Sparkle. I'm Larry Mueller, and so great to have all the youngsters around Wisconsin and probably outside the state, too, listening as we visit with Santa. You can call in if you're a youngster and tell Santa what you'd like for Christmas. And Santa, we're going to Glidden, Wisconsin. You know where Glidden's up there, pretty far in the north.
That's up there. It's almost to the North Pole, I think.
Not that far away.
Yeah.
Blake is with us. Blake, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Blake.
Merry Christmas. Hi.
How you doing?
Good.
Good, good. You been pretty good this year?
Uh-huh.
Okay. We'll take your word for it. And what's on your Christmas list this year?
Megagon, and the Megagon is actually a Nerf gun, the latest kind of model.
Okay, the latest
model. The latest model, got it.
Okay, Nerf guns. All right, sounds good.
And I saw this in the store called Glow-in-the-Dark Lab.
Glow-in-the-Dark Lab.
Wow, okay.
Ooh, those are cool.
That sounds very cool. Wow. The whole lab glows?
Uh-huh.
Okay, or you glow after you've invented something in the lab.
It starts to invent that glow.
Okay, terrific.
Are you an athlete? Santa, do you know if Blake?
Well, you know, I keep thinking Blake has an interesting, some kind of activity that he does. I think it's karate. Is that right?
Uh,
Wow, that's great. So tell us a bit about that. What do you like to do? Do you chop things?
Kinda.
Okay.
But most of the time I'm learning, I saw Ninjago and it showed me a new move, Spinjutsu. You just have to jump up, kick back, turn around, and spin, then you do it again.
I think that's how you hurt your back, right, Santa?
I would if I tried it, that's for sure. Well, that sounds great. That sounds like a really fun and interesting thing to learn about. And I will just say that if I were the class bully in your school, I would leave you alone, knowing that you know that skill. That's great. Is that everything on your Christmas list, Blake?
Well, one thing's on my bucket list to say hello to Rudolph.
Rudolph, that's so funny because he asked me to say hello to you.
He did. I was there.
And he's leaning over the edge of the roof. I can see him, and he's looking in the window.
Yeah. Yeah, he would really like to come in. So they're on the roof. There's a nice flat roof on the top of the radio building, and so we can land the sleigh there, and Rudolph peers his head over and looks in the window, and I know he'd like to be in here, but I'm pretty sure the university has a no reindeer in the building rule.
No. I once had a llama on the show.
Oh!
Someone brought a llama in on the freight elevator.
Wow.
And the llama sat here the whole time and didn't deposit any surprises.
Wow.
That's amazing for llamas.
That is.
But reindeer, I don't know, it's probably the horns.
Things could get broken. Yeah. They mean well, but they turn their head, and the next thing you know, your coffee mug and your lamp are both broken. It's a problem.
Right.
Okay. Well, Blake, thanks so much for your call today.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you for calling. And Levi in Spooner, it is your turn. Hi, Levi.
Hey, Levi.
Hi.
Hi. What's happening?
We're wrapping presents.
Terrific. That is great. So are we. Well, not at the moment, but we have been for quite a few days. What's on your Christmas list?
Legos.
Legos.
Wow. What kind of Legos? There's so many.
The Lego Fun in the Park set.
Oh, do you know that one?
I do.
Good. Okay.
That's a good one.
Cool. It sounds like Sparkle and the gang have been making some of those.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else?
A Lego set with the truck in it and like investigating the lava rocks.
Okay,
nice.
You know, I was in Orlando at Disney World and with my daughter, and there's a Lego building there, and there is a
wait, it's made of Legos.
Yeah, there's a Lego. There's a serpent. Have you ever been to Orlando, Levi?
No, but I've seen pictures of Legoland.
Yeah, wow. Legoland is really something. There's a serpent there that's got to be 40 feet long or maybe 30 feet long and made completely out of Legos.
Wow.
Yeah, it's awesome.
That is amazing. Well, if we have a little extra time once we're down there,
maybe
we'll have to stop in. Wow.
I'm sure they'd love to see you. I'm sure of that. Levi, thank you for calling. Did we get everything from your list?
Yep.
All right. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. And to say hi to your sisters for me.
Thank you.
Okay, yeah. You bet. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah, that Legoland is quite the place.
If you want
Legos, you've gone to the right place if you're in Orlando at Disney World.
Can we really go there?
Yeah, I think we should.
That's exciting.
We can't stay too long because we have a lot of places to get to.
Right.
But that would be fun. Grayson in Mozzini, your turn. Hi, Grayson.
Hi, Hello. Grayson. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
How you doing?
Good.
Excellent. You having some fun? You got some snow in Mozzini?
Oh, yes, a lot.
A lot. That is great. So what's your favorite snow thing? Are you a sledding guy or maybe like a snowshoe guy? Or what do you do?
I'm more like a sledding guy.
Sledding guy.
Sledding's fun.
A man after my own heart. I like that, too. What's on your Christmas list?
I would have to say, like, Pokemon cards.
Oh, sure.
Another popular one this year.
Yeah.
Anything else?
No, not quite. No, I don't have anything else.
Okay.
Now, you have a sister, Stella, do you know what she wants?
She wants a lot of Barbie, like a Barbie motorcycle and...
Okay.
Stuff like that.
Okay.
Very good. So you tell Stella she's maybe a little shy, doesn't want to talk?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. Well, you tell her Merry Christmas, and I don't know, Barbie motorcycle? Is there such a thing?
Of course there is, Santa.
Well, see, that's all new to me. Well, that's great. Okay, well, we've got that down on the list.
Merry Christmas, Grayson.
Thank you for having me.
Well, thank you for being on. We appreciate you calling. Wow. So does Barbie, she wears a helmet, right?
Of course.
Well, that's good. We want her to be safe.
That's right. It's just like riding a skateboard. You have to be safe.
Well, yeah, except these are a little faster, I think.
A little bit.
Okay.
A little bit. And by the way, Aaron Jr. called back to let you know, Santa, that those sniper guns were really Nerf guns. They were not real guns.
Oh, we knew that. Yeah, we like to tease, but we knew that it was probably something pretty safe.
All right.
Good. Well, yeah, we weren't going to evacuate the neighborhood, but thank you for letting us know.
All right. Let's go to Madison next. Kihoon is on the line. Is that right?
Uh-huh. Well, Kihoon, how nice to meet you.
How are you today?
Good.
Good. Do you have some things on your Christmas list you'd like to tell us?
Yes.
Excellent.
A city Lego set and a train set.
Okay.
Another Lego set.
Yes.
Another Lego set.
And a train set.
Yeah, I think that's our first request for a train set. That's good. Okay.
This hour, yes.
Yes.
Anything else?
No.
Wow. So a city Lego set. So you can build a city out of Legos, and then you run the train around the city.
Is that the idea?
Yeah.
Oh, that's terrific.
I love
You're
that.
You're very smart, Larry.
All the residents of the city can travel around on the train. That is terrific.
Yeah. Thank you.
Great.
And you know, you should tell your parents to take you to Old Brick Gardens in Madison because they have a really cool train operating in the building, and there's a little town that the train runs through and lots of pretty plants at Old Brick Gardens.
Oh, that sounds great.
It is pretty. Remember, we visited there, Santa.
Well, I know. I don't know if they'll let us back in after Prancer tried to eat that plant, remember? And it's kind of a rare... Oh, that, I was so embarrassed.
You're right. That was a little bit of a nightmare.
Yeah, but maybe they'll let us back in.
Maybe.
Okay.
All right. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. We've been... Before, though.
Oh, you have been there to see it?
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Oh, well, good.
That's cool. So did you like it as much as Larry did?
Yeah.
Terrific. Well, good. Well, we'll have to try to get back there.
I live near there, so I can get over there every once in a while.
Nice.
Thank you again for calling, and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Kihoon.
Christmas.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Bye.
Ho, ho, ho.
And we're going to go from Madison all the way to Toma next because Brandon is with us. Merry Christmas, Brandon.
Hi there.
Hi.
Is it Brendan? Yeah, well, it's nice to see you or hear you. How you doing?
Good.
Good. What's on your Christmas list?
The Sandman kids and Lego City and Ninja Turtles.
Oh, Ninja Turtles,
wow,
too. The Ninja Turtles could run through the Lego City.
Can they live in the Lego City?
Yeah.
Oh, great. Okay. Good. Good. We have some Ninja Turtles?
Of course we do.
Wow.
We have everything, Santa.
You elves are so amazing.
We are.
And humble.
That's true, too.
Ho, ho, ho.
Well, Brendan, I hope you have a Merry Christmas. Thank you so much for calling.
Merry Christmas, Brendan. Thanks for calling in.
Oh, Merry Christmas.
Ah, Merry Christmas. Well, here we are with Santa and Mrs. Claus. We're going to take a quick look at the news and weather and find out what else is in store for us, and then we will be back. You stay with us. Great to have you with us here on the Ideas Network. Special edition program today because Santa Claus is visiting.
Ho, ho, ho!
And one of his elves, Sparkle. Hi, Sparkle.
Hello.
And I'm Larry Mueller, of course. And we have lots of youngsters who want to join in. And the number to call, by the way, if you would like to, if you're a youngster and would like to talk to Santa about what you want for Christmas, call in at 1-800-642-1234. Sparkle, how big is the workshop that you you elves work out of? It must be enormous.
Oh, Larry, it's huge.
It's like an airport hangar, I'll bet.
Bigger?
Oh, my goodness me. Santa, do you go in there and once in a while help out a little bit, too? Or?
Well, it depends on how you define help out.
True statement.
I like to test the toys.
She does.
Because, you know, we want to make sure that the toys are all safe and that they all work. And usually after I test them, they still work, usually, if I know what I'm doing. But now, Sparkle is right that the shop is very, very big. But you have to realize that, you know, I mean, elves are very tiny. So it's probably bigger to them than it would be to you or me, Larry.
And Sparkle, you're sitting on a little box on top of the chair. How big are you anyway?
I'm very small.
Very small. So you might be as small as some of the little children that call in.
Some of the children might be bigger than I am.
I bet that's true.
Well, you know, there's somebody, a little girl from Bangor, Wisconsin, who is on the line. She might even be bigger than you because, well, do you know anybody from Bangor?
Well, I know a few people in Bangor, and I think that, Maddie is there and is 7 now.
Is Maddie?
Is that who's on the phone?
Yes.
Well, hello there. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
How are you doing?
Good.
Good. Were you pretty good this year?
Yeah.
Well, that's terrific. What would you like for Christmas?
A Hatchable.
Okay.
An ornament.
Some kind of an ornament. Now, do you have a favorite kind?
Not really.
Okay, just something pretty?
Yeah.
Okay.
We have pretty ones.
We do. Anything else?
No.
Well, now let me ask you something, because we like to include everybody in the family. Now, how about Lucy? Was Lucy good this year?
Yeah.
Oh, well, do you think Lucy might like something?
Yeah.
Okay, and Lucy is the dog, right?
Yes, Lucy is the dog. And like I said, we like to include everyone in the family, and the dog is part of the family. So do you think Lucy might like a toy or a treat or what?
Probably a treat.
Okay.
Sounds like Lucy might have had some naughty moments this year. Is that true?
Yeah, sometimes.
Sometimes. Well, we know how it is, but I bet she tries to be good most of the time. So we'll see if we can find a treat for Lucy.
Okay.
I think we could do that.
Great. Well, Maddie, thank you for calling.
You're welcome.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Bye.
All right. Kaylin in Wausau has something for us, too. Kayla?
Kaylin, how you doing?
Good.
Well, Merry Christmas.
Hi.
Hi. what's on your mind for Christmas this year? I bet there's something you'd like to get.
A BB gun.
Oh, okay. Wow. You know, you have to be careful with those, right?
You shoot your eye out.
Yeah, that's what I've heard. Anything else?
No, the BB gun, is it?
Pokemon cards.
Oh, Pokemon cards.
Okay. Those are a little harder to put your eye out with. Okay. Anything
Although
it
else?
It can be done.
Twinkle almost did it once.
Ooh. That
twinkle. It was an unfortunate accident.
That twinkle.
Yeah. Anything else?
I'm trying to think.
Okay.
Thinking very hard.
While he was thinking, I was remembering the Christmas program, the movie, Gene Shepard's movie.
Yes.
About the BB gun.
Mm-hmm.
You'll shoot your eye out. Everybody told him.
Yeah, the Red Rider, right?
The Red Rider.
Yeah.
Very good.
Thank you.
New cross-country skis.
Yeah.
This is a good year for it. And Wausau, I bet there's plenty of snow in Wausau.
It's snowing right now.
Oh, is it?
Oh, my. Okay.
That means it's probably going to be snowing here in Madison in the not-too-distant future.
I bet that's true.
Well, Merry Christmas, Kaylin.
Merry Christmas.
Okay. Merry Christmas. Thanks for calling.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Appreciate the call. And... you know, not too many people have said they were going to leave anything out for you, Santa.
That's true.
There was some celery.
One piece of celery. One stick of celery. So we're going to, boy, now if I divide that up between myself and all the reindeer, we might get a little hungry. Do you think we should pack some snacks?
Maybe.
Wow. Usually some people leave us some cookies and stuff like that.
I'll talk to Mrs. Claus.
Okay.
Cookies.
Well, Kaylin, again, Merry Christmas, and let's go to Colfax and talk to Beverly. Hi, Beverly.
Beverly.
Hi.
Merry Christmas. Do you have a Christmas list for us today?
No.
No?
But I'm getting ready.
Oh, what's that? You're getting it ready?
Yep.
Okay. Oh, okay.
When my mom gets home.
Oh.
Okay. Got to wait for mom to get. Okay. Well, then I think we'll be able to get it from you then somehow.
Yeah, I can talk. I know how to.
You do?
Yep. I know all my Christmas things.
Oh, wow. Can you say it? Well, tell us what they are.
Johnny Cash movie and Johnny Cash CD. A car. What? A lunchbox.
Oh.
Shirt, pants, socks.
Wow.
Pokemon.
Okay, very good. All right. You kind of had us at Johnny Cash, but that's great. Okay. Terrific. Well, thank you so much. And you can go ahead and send that to us as well. Any electronic form is fine. Sparkle will take care of it because I get near the computer and I usually end up like pouring some hot cocoa into it.
It's true.
It's not good.
We don't let Santa around the computer very much.
Beverly, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you for calling, Beverly.
Oh, do you? And you have a little brother, too.
Is Jameson there?
Yeah, but he's sleeping. And he was good this year. Me, too.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I have that on my list.
Well, if Big Sister says he was good, then I think we can assume he was good.
True.
Yeah. Okay, well, that's great. Thank you so much.
And he'll probably want more Johnny Cash stuff, too.
Okay.
He's always into me when I'm playing in that.
Wow. Now, so how did you and Jameson become Johnny Cash fans? I want to know this.
I have a Johnny Cash movie and Johnny Cash CD. But it's my dad's, and I don't even listen to it. He just knows the song.
Oh.
He has to it.
Okay. Wow, that's great.
Is your dad a good singer?
Yeah, no. He doesn't listen to it.
Well, that's good to know. All right. Well, when we're passing over your house, I'm going to sing the tune of Man in Black, but of course I'll be singing Man in Red. Does that work for you?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Bye, honey.
Bye.
Bye, Beverly. Bye. Ho, ho, ho. Well, about that, Larry? We've got children who are Johnny Cash fans.
I think that's
terrific.
And there was, I saw the Johnny Cash movie was on just the other night on television.
Oh, terrific.
And I've seen it's a pretty good movie.
Okay. Well, it's a movie, so it's a movie about his life?
Yeah, movie about his life.
Oh.
And I forget the star of that movie. What's his name? He did just a wonderful job.
Oh, wow.
Good singer.
Did you DVR that?
I don't remember. That's Twinkle's job.
Okay. Well, if it's there, we should watch it when we get back.
Okay.
Okay.
I think he was even nominated for an Academy Award for that. I'm thinking back. It's a few years now. My mind isn't what it used to be. My memory is a little hazy.
Same for all of us, Larry. My mind is a burning ring of fire. Ah, yes.
Well, Leah in Wauwatosa is up next. Leah, hi. Thank you for calling.
Leah, Merry Christmas.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm very well.
Very well. That is terrific. And were you pretty good?
I think so.
Okay. You sound, there's a little bit of doubt there. I think she was pretty good. Do you, Sparkle?
I see there was one little teeny tiny check mark next to her name, but other than that, I think she was pretty good.
Okay, but we won't talk about it on the radio. Okay, so what would you like for Christmas, Leah?
Well, I would like either a kitten or a couple more remote control helicopters, because the ones we have are broken.
Yeah, it's easy to break those.
It is. Yeah, I bet. All right. Well, it's probably easier to handle the remote control helicopters than the kitten. And of course, with any kind of pet thing, we have to check with the whole family and make sure that everyone's on board. But the helicopters, that sounds like fun.
It is fun.
Wow.
I have a daughter that's your age, Leah. She's 13 as well, and she likes things like that, too.
Hmm. That is great. Anything else on your list?
I don't think so. I think my cat would like a blanket.
Oh, you already have a cat.
Oh, you do have a cat. Okay.
Yeah, we have two.
Okay.
And you're thinking three.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Now, how do you think the cat would get along with the remote control helicopters?
They don't like them.
I know. They don't.
That would be my guess.
Is that why they're broken?
No. I think the remote control helicopter. I think the cats are a lot more scared of the remote control helicopters.
Yeah, okay. They wouldn't go near them.
I would think so.
You know, we have two cats, too.
Oh, my gosh. I didn't know that.
And they don't like them either.
No.
They run.
I bet not. It's like the dog and the vacuum cleaner. Just doesn't mix. Yep. Well, that's terrific. Anything else then? Or is that everything?
No, I think that's everything.
Well, terrific.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Leah. Thank you so much for calling.
You're very welcome.
All right, bye, Annie.
Bye.
Ho, ho, ho.
All right. I have a 13-year-old, too, and she's going to get... She's a book fanatic. She
oh, that's
reads.
Good.
Good.
So she... There's a lot of books under the Christmas tree.
Oh, that's terrific.
So
that's terrific. And actual,
she's not listening.
No, well, we don't want to give away too much. But
a little known fact, Twinkle is actually a quite good novelist.
Wow.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any titles that you can...
Twinkle usually writes mysteries.
Okay. Oh, that's...
Yeah.
I didn't know that?
Did she?
She writes under a pen name.
Oh, that's why. Okay.
Yeah. Did she write, when they operated on Father, they were opening my mother's mail?
That might have been her.
All right. Well, it could have been her.
Wow. That's terrific. I might have to read one of those books.
I'll get one for you for Christmas.
Okay. Are there pictures in them?
Of course.
Oh, good. Those are my favorite kind of books.
Written by an elf.
Okay.
What do you expect, Sam?
Right, I know. I bet the print is very small. I'll have to get a magnifying glass. Okay.
Oh, Leah, thanks again. Let's go to Braden and Morgan.
Wow.
In Antigo. And Braden, are you there? Or is it Morgan?
Hello?
Hello. Is this Braden or Morgan?
Braden.
Hey there, Braden.
Hi, Braden.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, too.
Well, thank you. What do you have on your Christmas list this year?
An electric scooter.
That's fun.
A remote control helicopter.
Ooh, nice.
Another one.
Okay. Do you have any cats, by the way? Because we just learned that the cats and the remote...
No.
You don't? Okay, good.
At my mom's, we do.
Oh, you do? Yeah. Okay. Because, you know, we just found out that remote control helicopters and cats are not necessarily a good combination.
They run.
The cats, not the
right,
helicopters.
Right. Yes.
But we don't live at our mom's.
Oh, okay.
Oh, terrific. Okay. And what else?
What else? I want a BB gun.
Okay.
And what about Morgan, your sister?
Yeah, probably. You want to talk to her right now?
Sure, why not?
Sure. If she doesn't mind, put her on.
Yeah, she wants to talk. She's coming on right now.
Okay, great. Thanks, Braden.
Welcome.
Bye, Braden. Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
And next we should have Morgan.
Hi.
Hi, Morgan. How are you?
You're good?
Oh, terrific.
In an Elsa book.
No small talk for Morgan. She gets right down to it. That sounds like
the book.
Oh.
Princess one.
Okay.
Okay, got that. Now. Go ahead.
And a dog. A real dog.
Wow. You have to talk to all the family about that, Santa?
We have to check with everybody because, of course, that's a responsibility the whole family takes on.
Yeah.
Now, tell us, just between you and me now, was Braden pretty good this year? Okay.
All right.
Braden was good.
Braden was good.
Okay.
Excellent. Well, that's good to know. We'll put a good.
Slower car.
Okay. Well, I'm not sure I got that one. Could you say that one again?
Slower car.
Show a car.
A remote control car she wants.
Okay.
A pink one.
Okay.
Oh, that's good. Okay.
All right.
Pink
well,
remote control car. Wow. Between that and the helicopters, that is going to be a busy place.
It is.
Merry Christmas. Thank you so much for calling.
Thanks.
We have time to get Charlie and Madison on.
All right.
Charlie, hi.
Hi, Charlie.
Hi. Hi. Say louder.
Hi.
Hi.
what are you up to today?
What are you doing?
Are you doing anything fun? Any kind of like dress up things or anything?
I'm playing with my uncle.
Oh.
Oh. Okay.
Well, that sounds like fun. Good.
Okay, tell
me
what you want for Christmas, bud. I want a Ninja Lego set.
Okay.
Okay.
A Ninja Lego set?
Sounds good. So you like, do you like ninjas?
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. Okay. And what else?
And you want a Batman robot that he drives.
Oh, robot toy.
Okay.
And they want a lightsaber.
Oh, and a lightsaber, too.
Another lightsaber.
All right, good deal. Wow. Okay, well, those are fun. Yeah.
Merry Christmas.
Good deal. Merry Christmas. Charlie's going to be a ninja with a lightsaber.
Ooh,
that
dangerous.
That is very cool.
Very, very cool.
Very cool.
Merry Christmas, Charlie. Thank you so much for calling. And you know what? Here we are about out of time. And what I'm going to tell people to do, if they would like to, they could post on our Facebook page at the Larry Mueller Show. And Santa, you can look at my Facebook page and see what other kids who didn't have a chance to be on, if they could put on the page what they want.
Yes, that sounds great. And now we have other ways to get a hold of us too. They can, you know, letters, faxes, email. We can do anything you want. So and we now have a Twitter account.
That's right.
All right.
Well, I tell you what, Sparkle and Santa, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you, Larry. Ho, ho, ho.
And a special thank to Buzz Kemper and Susan Curry as well. We really appreciate their help along the way, too. And thank you all for listening. It's always a lot of fun to talk with Santa, and to have Sparkle here adds sparkle to the program, we shall say.
Yeah.
In many ways. And you stay with us. Lots more in store here on the Ideas Network.